The owner says there is one more room where a vacancy could occur soon. Would I like to see? The room is small, silent, bare. A table and chair, a bed by the wall, a window above, crowded by trees. Dark leaves move in the evening breeze, and shadow and speckle bed and chair shift everywhere, mottle, freckle, flicker and fade on walls and floor. My hand becomes shade as I shut the door. I kneel on the bed, look out at flowers. This view could be ours. Trees overhead could be lopped to allow more light, more air. But not just now. There is someone here. A freckled hand lies beside mine and moves as a sign. I understand that this bed isn't free. We must wait on the list. Though our vacancy may soon exist.
Edward sat by the door. Such a gentleman, Edward. He sat in that chair by the door, but now Edward has gone. Arthur never sat there. Louise, though, she sat by the door, nodding and laughing, Louise. Louise also has gone. Arthur was really quite young. He used to keep on about pain. Some pain in his stomach, he said. And Arthur was suddenly gone, without any time by the door. Pearl liked him. Pearl sits by the door. They've dressed Pearl in Betty's clothes. So Pearl is sure to be gone.